This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 5. Ambassadors. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. When a sovereign nation has diplomatic relations with another country, it appoints an ambassador to be its representative in that foreign land. In today's verses, Paul describes us as Christ's ambassadors. And what does this mean? Well, we can see some similarities in the roles of diplomats still today. Ambassadors go to live in a foreign culture, just as followers of Christ live in a world but are not of the world, being citizens of heaven. Ambassadors are also the face of the country they represent. If they are rude and crass, they make a negative impression. As Christians, we represent the one who died for all. As a result, we live for him who died for them and was raised again. Our demeanor, generosity, sacrifice, and love are to show others what Jesus has done for us. In Paul's day, though, ambassadors from Rome were different from most ambassadors today. They were representatives in a land that would soon become a province of the Roman Empire. So they were responsible to bring others into the Roman family. Our situation as ambassadors for Christ is similar in some ways. While we aren't to be militant empire makers, we must recognize, as Paul puts it, that it is as though God is making his appeal through us. Through the work of our Savior, we are ambassadors of reconciliation as we introduce others to Christ and help bring them into the family of God. Pray with me. Lord, we are privileged to be your ambassadors. Guide us to represent you faithfully each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.